Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
I think we established an answer for some of this earlier in the week, and the answer had everything to do with time. And we started arguing the cliches that, oh, women are nags, and oh, men are lazy. And we thought, look, the miscommunication here is all about time. When a woman asks a dude to do something, and he's like, oh, I got you. And he's going to get it done, but it's going to be after the doubleheader he watched. And then he answers all of his email, and then he scrolls through Instagram. He is gonna get it done. But when a woman says, hey, can you help me out with this? And he's like, yes. She needs to establish maybe like, can you do this by noon? So we're all on the same page.
I tried that. Didn't work.
No, huh?
Yeah. So I wasn't going to talk about this, but we have a couple of live wreaths that we hang throughout the house for the holidays. There's a big one that we put in the sunroom and two smaller ones and a medium-sized one because I like the smell of the pine, but I don't have a real Christmas tree. That's how I make that happen. So after we get back for the holidays, this is like January 2nd, 3rd, something like that. I take the wreaths out and just throw them in the front yard, right? Because I'm putting all the Christmas decorations away. So I never said anything. The wreaths just sat in the front yard right there, just like we're hillbillies. Our wreaths are in the front yard. And I didn't think I really needed to say anything, and that Bart will see them and he'll dispose of them, right? Fast forward to 2 days ago. They got snowed on. The snow melted. They're still sitting there. Mm-hmm. So 2 days ago, I said, hey, could you do me a favor? Could you get rid of the wreaths that are in the front yard? And can you do it by this evening? Can you do it by tonight?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So just tonight, can you just get it done today by tonight? Yes, sure. No problem. And he was like, oh, yeah, like I've been meaning to do that. So cool. The next day, I go to work. It's dark. Can't see anything. I come home. The wreaths are still sitting there. So I told Cassie, I'm like, if they're still sitting there when I go home, I'm taking care of them. And so I did. And by take care of them, I meant just moved them off of our front lawn so we didn't look like rednecks, mm-hmm. and put them over by the garbage can. And we have still yet to talk about it.
He's all right. He didn't say a word about it.
Probably glad he did. Hey, let me add one thing here. Okay, since relationships really allegedly are a partnership, and we're all in this to win, right? So
we're a team, baby.
We're a team. So let me add just a suggestion. And see if you guys agree with this or not. So rather than say, hey, Bart, can you do this by 2 o'clock? You ask him initially when he has time to do it. So now he has control of exactly when it's going to get done. You both agree on it. And then if he doesn't meet that expectation, then you got a really good point.
Okay. Mm. I will try that next time. Have him give me, I'm not happy about this, but whatever.
Because you don't know what his day really entails. Mm-hmm. You don't know what he already has on his to-do list.
I agree.
If he knows better than you. If you put that in his hands and you say, mm-hmm. hey, when will you have time? Do you have time today to even get to the leaves? And if he says, yeah, then I think you can negotiate the time. And then you guys both are crystal clear about it.
Yeah, because he has absolutely no excuse after that.
Yeah.
You set the standard.
But even when I asked, hey, can you take care of this by, like, just get it done sometime today, by if you can get it done by tonight, couldn't he be like, oh, but I got XYZ, I can get to it tomorrow?
He could.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right, that's what I'll try. Now, this isn't about time. This is about execution. So she asked him to do something. He did it, but his execution was off. And this one woman calling out this guy, because this guy was, this man went on looking for sympathy, right? And she read him to filth.
I left some food on the stove. Can you put it away before you go to bed? I said, sure. There are four pots on the stove. I go to the refrigerator, I make room, and I put each pot neatly into the refrigerator. I put the food away. She comes down the next day, goes to the refrigerator, sees that I put the four pots in the refrigerator, and says, why did you put the pots in the refrigerator?
So the point he was attempting to make is that women need to be more specific when they're asking for certain things from their partner. And I feel like that's a disingenuous argument. I think this is weaponized incompetence. You did the job technically, but you didn't do the job effectively. Now, it's one thing if you saw when she put the food away, she put the pots in the fridge. But if you knew that she usually puts the food in Tupperware bowls, she usually runs the pots to the dishwasher, like you know her usual process, why would you intentionally do it wrong? I know why you did it, because you wanted to do it badly so she'll never ask you to do it again. But since you like examples so much, let me try. Let's say you're super tired and you call home and you're like, are you making dinner? And I said, yes, I'm making dinner. And you're like, okay, that's fine. You pass all of these fast food restaurants, all of these other options, and you come all the way home, only to find that on the counter, there is a frozen lasagna that takes 2 hours to cook. If you wanted me to preheat the oven and put it in there and follow the instructions and bake the lasagna, why didn't you tell me? Why weren't you specific? These are the same men that claim they want to be leaders, but need a step-by-step tutorial for leftovers.
So that's Shawnda, and she is at Life Coach Sean, or Shawnda, excuse me, Shawnda. She's at Life Coach Sean on TikTok.
I agree with 90% of what she's saying, except one thing. Most guys aren't calculated enough to screw it up, thinking that if I screw this up, then you're just going to take it over. We don't really think like that. That was just pure laziness.
He was just being lazy.
That's
exactly what I thought. He was just being lazy. But I'm on her side. Like, fam, you know to take the food out the pot and put it in. Come on, man.
If you watch his take, he literally was like, woe is me. I put the pots in the refrigerator and should have been awarded a massive award. But instead, she just came at me because I put pots in the fridge.
Yeah,
I feel her in that.
I used to do that back in the day with, like, spaghetti. Like, because I didn't want to put it in Tupperware, I would put the whole pot in the refrigerator. And the truth of the matter is, when I took it out of the refrigerator, I always threw it away because reheating spaghetti is stupid. So it was just like me temporarily being lazy and just kicking it down the road.
That's all it is.
To be fair, when you put spaghetti in a Tupperware, you are never getting that red stain out. Honestly, for effectiveness, just put it in the pot and throw it away.
So true. So true.
The Burt Show.
All right, Cassie. So we had a win yesterday with red dye. Now it is time to start working on sugar.
Yeah, I want to know if I'm an a-hole or an outlier for politely asking my child's school to stop giving children treats. And before I get branded as some anti-sugar witch, it's just like a lot and it's every day. And we're talking M&Ms, if my child does something good. There have been a lot of birthday parties and holidays celebrations recently, so I'm trying to keep that in mind. But now that we're out, it's like almost every day she's had like a marshmallow or a cupcake or a cookie. And that doesn't sound crazy. I like that doesn't sound insane until you remember that she's five. She's tiny. We don't give her a ton of sugar at home, like fruit, stuff like that. And of course, she has candy from time to time. She has cake from time to time. We teach like moderation and that it's great for you to have that stuff because it gives you energy, but you need to balance it with other foods. But she is coming home every single day so hopped up on sugar that she's crashing, she's crying, and she's acting out. Like this is...
It affects their mood.
It's
all day. In fact, if you do just a little bit of homework about this, and I talked about it just briefly yesterday, and I don't want to, you know, take away from your story. Sugar with kids first thing in the morning, when you think they're just going to have that spike and then they're going to crash, they are finding now that is totally false. That when you give your kids that kind of sugar early in the morning, it jacks them up the rest of the day.
And it's like crack. I mean, she's a different person, and my son is too. And I'm not just talking about like running around having a ton of energy. I'm like emotionally unstable, won't take a nap, tired. It's a sugar crash. And I've seen sometimes pics posted and like they'll have a snack time and they can't control everything, but it'll be like cookies and juice. And I'm just like, oh my God, I don't have a problem with cookies. And I actually don't have a problem with juice. We water it down. We give it time to time, but it's not an everyday thing. And at school, it's becoming an everyday thing. And I don't know if I'm in the wrong for being like, yo, can we scale it back on the sugar? Because my kid is acting out. She's hopped up. Like, we don't do this much sugar. And now we can't give her any sugar at home because she's already had it at school.
What's your reluctance about talking to the school about it?
Well,
it's your child.
I think I'm just hyper aware that perhaps maybe I have more restrictions or thoughts maybe around food than a lot of people. And I also don't want to be the person who has my kid sitting there not eating a cupcake when the rest of the class is getting cupcakes for a birthday party.
Yeah, can you give the teacher an alternative for Hazel?
I could. And it's like, I don't know how to explain to them. Like, I'm not against cupcakes for a birthday. Like,
I get it.
That's great. Is there a way to ask the parents to bring in smaller cupcakes, or maybe not even talking to the parents? Is there a way just to ask the school, hey, can we not have cookies? Can we not have M&Ms? Can we just leave it for the birthday stuff? Like, they did a random day celebration the other day where they dressed up and they got sugary treats. And I'm like, this wasn't a holiday. It wasn't a birthday.
But then you're pushing your personal agenda on everybody at school.
Exactly.
And you can't really do that.
That's my worry.
I don't really think it's so much of a personal agenda. I just think you have high expectations for your kids' nutrition. And honestly, if you look at what other countries feed their kids, America really isn't the outlier. Like, I can't remember where I saw it. It's probably like a YouTube video or a Business Insider article, but it was comparing the average American school lunch, or things that like people would bring in for a school lunch for their kids, comparing the American diet to like what kids are eating in France. They're eating like brie cheese from the age of 7. And so I think like it does take parents like you speaking up and saying something, saying that, hey, maybe we should consider pivoting what we feed our kids, because there's clearly like it's clearly not being beneficial to them to feed them pizza and ice cream for snack time every day.
I think it's perfectly within your rights to just focus on your kids. So maybe the suggestion that, look, when cupcakes are being handed out at class, how about giving my kid a half a cupcake rather than the entire cupcake? But I don't think that you can do the you can't impress yourself on the entire class.
Yeah, no, I mean, you are right, and I agree with you, but then my kid's going to feel like she's being punished, and that's my issue.
So we have a play date on Sunday, and I know Max recently had a birthday, and I was going to have some cupcakes. Should I not do that?
No, do it. I want to be the one to do it, okay. Not the school.
Okay, got it.
Thank
you. Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
The Bert Show.
A lot of guilt associated with being a mother, right? Sometimes I just feel like moms always think like, oh, I'm just not a good mom. You're comparing yourself to everybody else. Let's give you an example today that'll make you feel like a great mom, at least compared to this mom. I'm
just going to go ahead and read the article outright. Headline, Son of OnlyFans star explains why he films content for his mum.
Now, we do know that OnlyFans is, I mean, the brand is kind of about, you know.
It's adult.
It's adult, but is he helping her with something else?
No, he's not. There's no participation on his part. He's merely the cameraman, but she is engaging in adult content.
Okay.
So.
And this kid is how old?
18. So, the story reads. No, don't pop up an ad. The son of an OnlyFans model with more than 5 million followers on social media has revealed why he has helped her film explicit scenes for her paying subscribers. Unless you've been living under a rock, OnlyFans is a subscription content platform that is widely used for those selling adult content. Let's see. We don't need any of that.
I mean, there are plenty of other 18-year-olds that would have volunteered.
A ton. So many.
I bet he's got a bunch of friends that are like, hey,
I'll do it for free.
I'll fill in.
One person who uses the platform to make a very comfortable living is Brazilian TV personality Andressa York. I'm probably butchering that name, but Andressa. And in making her racy...
Exactly what his friends want to do with her.
Andressa.
That was good.
It wrote itself. All right. So in making her racy content for those paying to see it, she admitted that her son, Arthur, has helped shoot the content that goes onto her OnlyFans page. Oh, I apologize. He is not 18. It was on an Instagram live session that 19-year-old Arthur confirmed that he is behind the camera for his mother's OnlyFans shoot.
I don't care if you're 30 and she is 55. You are still the son.
There is no age, but this is okay.
So during their Insta live, somebody asked, Arthur, are you the only who films on dresses OnlyFans? Responding, the Brazilian said, yes, I'm really badass with pictures, right? This was followed by another follower asking him if he was ashamed of his mother selling herself, to which he said, I'm not ashamed. I'm very serene with her decision. So speaking to a Spanish outlet on YouTube, Arthur explained why he works with his mom on X-rated content. For the young man, it's simple. It's a job.
There's plenty of other jobs.
Well,
hey, I worked at a Taco Bell. There are Taco Bells in Brazil, I'm sure.
Come on.
Doesn't she have 5 million followers? So she's got to be pulling in what? Like at least, let's say, 5 million a year? That's a pretty lucrative job for 10, 15 minutes of work a week.
How much therapy that man going to have to pay for?
Oh, my God.
He can afford it.
He said, he goes on to say to this YouTube publication, well, for me, it's really work, so I don't get horny.
What?
That is information nobody was asking for.
That's not even the accusation. That wasn't even on the table.
He's like, I don't get horny.
What?
That wasn't the question.
I hope not.
No. That's gum in my pants.
And because she's my mother, I'm not attracted to her. He did add that he said he was left feeling gross by one scene before Andressa cut in the interview to stop him for going further on the issue.
God.
She said he found it disgusting while finding the funny side to the situation. Anyway,
there is no funny side to the situation.
It's disgusting.
So Arthur's father is not happy about this. Huh. He actually has spoken out. Thiago has spoken out on his son's involvement in her shoots, raising concerns about its impact on his well-being.
Breaking news, water is wet.
So not that this even matters, but are they still married?
Because he cool with the OnlyFans but he's not cool with the son filming.
See, it doesn't say her husband. It just says Arthur's father.
Okay.
So upon that writing in the article, I would assume they are not together, but that's an assumption on my part. But everything else ain't an assumption. This 19-year-old filming his mother's OnlyFans, and they are both cool with it. Sorry, not sorry. That is right.
That's nasty.
I am not the sergeant of the moral police, but one that has really been bothering me the last couple of weeks, man, is the woman that's had sex with like 1,000 dudes in like just a couple of weeks or something like that.
Do you really think that actually happened, though? Like, do you think this is like a PR stunt to make it look like she's getting all this action?
What, wasn't she supposed to just do like 100 dudes in a day or something?
Yeah,
I think so. And she's like, oh, I'm better than this. Yeah. I can do 1,000.
If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
I think it was actually 1,057.
And how much time?
I think she wanted to, I don't know how, I mean, I think it was back to back to back. So, you know, 60 seconds times 1,000.
Physically possible.
I have so many questions on so many levels. Like, how about the last
week? No, we can't ask these questions. Listen.
I mean, the 1,567 person.
I don't even want to be number two. I am definitely not going to be 1,058.
Who gets to go first? You know, like, do they draw sticks?
Yeah. It's a draft.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
This has been information soup, I am recognizing, because Justin Baldoni sued Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds for $400 million for defamation and extortion. And there's a lot of information. You need to go back and listen to the podcast if you want to try and get like the 15-minute version. But long story short is Justin Baldoni is saying, despite the fact that she sued him for sexual harassment, he says a lot of the claims that she's making are actually on camera from when they were filming. So regardless of who you want to believe, at some point, we're going to get to see a lot of this stuff play out. There's also a fired publicist from his camp that allegedly took his current publicist's phone to Blake Lively's camp in order to make this all happen. So those are kind of the two biggest takeaways, apart from the weird Mother of Dragons comment that she had. So now that this is all public information and the TikTok attorneys and people like me have read through the 179-page lawsuit, her camp has come out with a statement. Are you ready for what Blake Lively is responding to, or how Blake Lively is responding to this whole thing?
So this is not like her words. This is not Ryan Reynolds' words. This is
a statement.
A statement from her people.
Yes.
Which I'm sure was run through her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
They have signed off on this said statement.
So the statement reads, this latest lawsuit from Justin Baldoni, Wayfarer Studios, and its associates is another chapter in the abuser playbook. This is an age-old story. A woman speaks up with concrete evidence of sexual harassment and retaliation, and the abuser attempts to turn the tables on the victim. This is what experts call DARVO. Deny, attack, reverse, victim, offender. Wayfarer has opted to use the resources of its billionaire co-founder to issue media statements, launch meritless lawsuits, and threaten litigation to overwhelm the public's ability to understand that what they're doing is retaliation against sexual harassment allegations. They are trying to shift the narrative to Ms. Lively by falsely claiming that she seized creative control and alienated the cast from Mr. Baldoni. The evidence will show that the cast and others had their own negative experiences with Mr. Baldoni and Wayfarer. The evidence will also show that Sony asked Ms. Lively to oversee Sony's cut of the film, which they then selected for distribution and was a resounding success. Their response to sexual harassment allegations: she wanted it. It's her fault. Their justification for why this happened to her: look what she was wearing. In short, while the victim focuses on the abuse, the abuser focuses on the victim. The strategy of attacking the woman is desperate. It does not refute the evidence in Ms. Lively's complaint, and it will fail.
So I do feel, and it has been hard not to be swayed every time something comes out and it's like, oh, I'm on his side. Oh, I'm on her side. Oh, this is one of those things that we do, as hard as it is for people to do, and they don't have patience and they can't just like sit and wait for everything to come out. That is very difficult to do in the court of public opinion. After everything is said and done, if it does end up siding with Justin Baldoni, like he has the evidence, he has the videos, he has the text, he has the emails, he has the whatever. If that comes to light, that he's the one that's going to be vindicated in this, that statement right there is a slap in the face to every domestic violence, to every victim of domestic violence. If that's how this plays out. So I hope for their sake, the stance they're taking right now and like they're using the domestic violence platform to prove that Blake is the one who's in the right here. I hope for their sake they are right. Otherwise, you've literally just, I feel like you've spat in the face of domestic violence victims.
And future domestic violence yeah. victims, if it's true.
Yeah, I mean, from start to finish. And to your point, this I do think adds a lot of credence. Like, if mm-hmm. they're going to this extent,
yeah.
it will make them look terrible if it comes out that any of this was a lie whatsoever. Because from his lawsuit, with him claiming that she didn't read the book, she didn't want to meet with the organization that was supposed to get proceeds from the film, it makes her look so far from tone deaf, it makes her almost look like a villain.
Yeah, just from a business standpoint in Hollywood, the collateral damage here is really going to be each other. They are both radioactive in Hollywood. Nobody's going to want to do anything with either one of them for a while. No matter who's right, who's wrong, who wins $400 million, who doesn't. People are just going to be totally and completely hands off. Now you're protecting reputations.
Yeah, and to be fair, we all have agreed. We think both camps have been in the wrong. I don't think Justin Baldoni is completely innocent. I don't think Blake Lively is completely innocent. I think both camps have done things that are in the wrong. It's just going to be interesting to see how this plays out, to see who is most wrong.
It's a messy situation. And I think there's a lot of gray area, which makes it hard to feel like you're fully on one person's side or the other. I just have to say, I really can't wait to see this play out in court. I got to be honest with you. Like, I can't wait to see more evidence. I want to actually see footage of some of the stuff that went down. I am ready for this to play out, mostly so we can get a verdict and stop talking about it.
Do you think this is going to have implications on standards and PR in Hollywood?
Ooh, I would think it'll be examined.
Yeah.
I think it would be examined a lot closer for sure.
Yeah, let's see what happens. But for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Has ever been in these situations, relationship-wise, that should work, right? Like, it should work on paper. I mean, he's great or she's great. We have so much in common. They're sweet. You trust them. Everything works out, except there's just not that juju, that thing. You know,
I feel like that's been the story of my life with my dating life, especially on dating apps. And you see someone, you're like, oh, I think they're cute. Oh, they have a job. I'll go out with them. And you go
we
out
need
with
to extend your paper just a little bit.
A little bit.
You go out with them and you're really hoping it's going to work out, because in your mind, you're kind of shooting yourself where it's like, I should like this guy. It should work mm-hmm. out. There are all these things that should line up. But at the end of the day, when you're across from somebody, if things aren't clicking, like, it's not worth it to force it.
Our intern, Lamario, is going through this very same thing right now. Hey, Lamario, making his Burt Show premiere.
Hey! What's up?
What's going on, man? Is this a best friend of yours? Just somebody you know?
She's become a best friend.
Okay.
That's what you can say she is now. We've been talking for about 4 or 5 months, and to be honest, she's amazing. I mean, she's beautiful, she's smart, she's super caring, thoughtful. I mean, she even thinks, like, I'm an amazing person, even when I don't think I'm such a good person.
There's the first red flag on both your parts.
She believes in you.
Yeah,
she definitely does.
That's big.
And to be honest, I just can't seem to commit. Like, I can't seem to commit because I'm just really focused on school. Graduation is coming up for me in December. After graduation, my career starts. I don't know where I'm going to be headed. I'm thinking about New York or L.A. I work in media and in entertainment. So that's still up in the air with how things are going on. So I'm just a little bit...
You're not in a place right now where you want a relationship.
Well, good for you for thinking with your brain, man, because I certainly wasn't capable of doing that back in the day. So you really are, I mean, you care about her so much. You're very calculated about making a decision like this. Now, is she been very verbal about, like, hey, I'd really like to go next level here?
Yeah, she's been pushing for a relationship for a while now, and she wants to, like, go out on dates all the time and... hang out a lot, and I'm very cautious because I know what that leads to.
Have you been giving mixed messages, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there are a lot of mixed messages going out, but I also let her know, like, I'm focused and I can't, like, deter from my goals because I was once deterred in a past relationship back around COVID time, and I ended up, like, dropping out, not staying focused, getting caught up in a relationship, and it was horrible for me. So now I'm just staying focused, got to get to my end goal and got to make it happen. Yeah.
But Mo, as somebody who I feel is very career oriented and very focused in career, if you meet the right one, you meet the right one and your priorities will shift naturally. No.
Well, yes, but I do think timing does play a factor in that. If I would have met my girlfriend years ago, I'd like to think I would have still made the same sacrifice, but I'm not so sure. Like, the timing was best, but I do think that you can meet a person that you just don't want to lose. Like, it just doesn't matter. It's like, I'm not losing this person, and I'll have to figure everything else out because they're that special to me.
How old are you?
I'm actually 34, Bert.
34. Okay. Yeah. I think it is a timing issue here. When I was much, much younger, I made a lot of impulsive decisions when it came on relationships, you know, going to different parts of the country while I was in a relationship. She would follow me to these different parts. It never worked out. Had I had a better head on my shoulders like you appear to be having, I wouldn't have dragged them into that knowing it wasn't going to. And I didn't even, to be honest with you, I mean, you're a little bit older than I was when I was making these decisions. I had no idea really what true love felt like. I couldn't tell you. Yeah, I thought I did, but I didn't know.
I feel like if you gotta force it, you shouldn't. Like, if it's okay, I think, to feel like somebody's good, great person, but maybe it's just not the right time. Maybe they're not the right person for you. But I do believe in my heart, like, if it was something that you just knew, you were solid in it, you wouldn't even be fighting it or having these feelings. You would just dive in head first.
I would just go for it.
You go for it.
I still kind of feel like even if you're not making a decision to be in a relationship or committing to something, I feel like with anything in life, not choosing is still choosing something. And I'm almost wondering, from your point of view, what would be the harm in just saying, listen, I know you want to be in this kind of relationship, but can we define the relationship as something else? Like, can we just define it as this is a casual thing that isn't leading to boyfriend, girlfriend? Why can't we just, you know, I feel like in 2025, oh my God, it's a new year, 2025, you can now be in a relationship that doesn't come with strings. So what's wrong with maybe committing to that?
Somebody always catches feels.
Always catches feelings. Mm. And that's why I'm so cautious with what we do. Like, I'll hang out sometimes, but spending the night all the time and going on date after date after date,
you don't want to string her alone.
Yeah, and then Valentine's Day is coming up, so yeah, you know, I'm ducking and dodging. I'm
bobbing and weaving.
I'm bobbing and weaving.
Oh wait, here comes the heart-shaped box of chocolates.
Get out the way. Nah, you're a good dude. Even though that, I mean, you're trying to protect her feelings and you're trying to protect and be authentic, dude. You're a good dude, man.
You're doing the right thing.
Follow your heart, dude.
Yep.
The Burt Show.
My best friend in the world just called me out, and he is 100% right, and I am 100% wrong, and it is so glaring to me because you, Mo, I was reading some of your Instagram stories from when you were on vacation. You were complaining about the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Let me set this up. So he just told me yesterday, he lives in San Diego, and he is flying to Jacksonville, and he's going to be there for the weekend attending a wedding, but he's got a four-hour layover here in Atlanta on Sunday, right? So he texts me, and he's like, yo, I got 4 hours in Atlanta. Can we link up? And I looked at it and I read it. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm just too busy to respond to it right now. And I forgot about it. And then he's on Instagram and he sees me doing my Ask Me Anything over the course of the last couple of days. And it's just like dozens of responses that I'm clear. So he hits me up this morning. He's like, dude, you're answering all these from random people.
But you can't respond to my text.
And you can't respond to my text. And you asked the exact same question, I think, right before you took off.
I did. I was asking people, like, do you struggle with when you text somebody and they have not text you back, but then you go on their Instagram and they have story after story after story after you text them? Like, how do you not take that away?
So my initial reaction to your story was, oh, dude, let it go. It's not a big thing. But as I'm reading it from my friend today, I'm like, oh, he has every right to be offended.
Yes. It's the same phone. You use the same phone.
And it's right in front of your face,
right,
man.
There.
Right.
I forget, though. I mean, you read a text sometimes,
and then you just like, it's like in one ear or in one eye, out the other. I don't know.
It comes in something and it goes out something else.
Well,
and
for me, it was like looking at it, but I also need, I don't even know what's going on Sunday, so I'm not going to answer it now. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to get back to it. Then I forget. Mm-hmm. And all he sees is that I'm spending all this time answering superficial questions on Instagram. How about me, man?
Paragraph after paragraph.
He's 100% right.
No, what you need to do, make him feel bad. Make him, like, guilt him. Hit him back. Be like, man, you know I've been taking all these tests, and you think I'm struggling with ADHD. Why you got to hit me like that?
Oh, that is diabolical manipulation.
Or just say, hey, man, you saw this playing out in front of you. Why didn't you just ask me this question during my AM? This is on you, not me.
Dude, when you don't read emails and respond, that's how I'm going to start hitting you up, is in your friggin' AMA.
It's your fault. All right, Jackson needs your help here specifically. Kristen, because you have presented us with a very dangerous plan years ago that you've pulled off with Bart, but for a new relationship, danger, danger, danger.
Yes, you inspired me, but maybe is also going to get
day down in history.
But also might get me in a little bit of trouble. Okay,
that tracks.
So you recently came on and talked about how you and Bart give each other resolutions.
Yes.
Yes, in the new year. And as soon as that was mentioned, it really struck a chord with me because it's something that I've kind of been thinking about. But the big caveat that you guys were all talking about was that there's a tactful way that you need to approach doing that.
And the reason we started doing this, and I think some people lack self-awareness. And I think sometimes we can see ourselves a certain way. And this is what we believe about ourselves, but other people may have other insights or perspectives or, you know, some hangups we might have that we can be blind to. So I think it's good to have a partner you trust who is actively trying to make you a better human being, give you some insights to what you may consider or may not consider a fault, and you can try to remedy those to live a happier, more fulfilling life.
But you have to handle it. While the intent right there is great,
yeah,
you have to handle the approach so delicately, or it could really seem very judgmental.
Exactly. I don't want to come
and
across
self-serving.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very true. It is a delicate balance, for sure.
I don't want it to seem selfish. I don't want it to come across as like, hey, you need to change things or else. Like,
no.
It's nothing like that. It's more of just things that I think both of us should. We're all a work in progress. Mm-hmm. We're all constantly trying to change and evolve, hopefully for the better.
I'm perfect.
And
I don't know about y'all.
I'm pretty damn close.
All right, just ignore this side of the room.
For the others in the room that are looking at improving ourselves, yes, I think there's always room for growth and improvement. And while I love my girlfriend dearly, I have to caveat this by saying that there's things that I still think would be beneficial for us to go for. And the reason why I also want to bring this up now is because we're kind of taking our own personal resolutions pretty seriously going into this new year. And so part of me wants to ride out that momentum and say that maybe now's a good time for us to, you know, continue on with that momentum. But then the other part of me is like, I don't want to overwhelm us with too much stuff that we think we need to fix.
So are these couples resolutions, or are these are things she's working on and you said you're working on?
It's stuff that I think both of us need to work on. Okay, here's a great example. It's like the cleanliness of our apartment. She's a little bit more comfortable with the apartment not being dirty, but being messy.
Yeah.
There's a big difference in
clutter.
Those two things. Clutter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the clothes all over the floor in the bedroom, which is just a constant battle that I'm fighting all the time.
Does she have ADHD?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Big time. Big time. Fortunately, and I do too, but both of us are medicated, but meds wear off and then things go awry. And so we've had conversations loosely about it, you know, every once in a while, but I really want this to be something that, you know, we're working towards, because I feel like when our place looks nice and it's clean, like it just changes the entire vibe of the whole place. And it's to the point where a lot of times, like, I want to invite people over and I'm like, oh, well, we've got 2 hours worth of cleaning up to do before we can have anybody come and look at this place right now.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Right. And it drives me absolutely nuts. But then I'm scared that if I go to her and I bring stuff like this up, I'm scared she's going to hit me with something like kind of trivial. And then I come at her with something that's a little bit more serious. And then there's a mismatch there, you know?
But you did say that this is kind of a we thing. You do the same thing. So this is something you can work on together. You're not really pointing the finger and saying, hey, you need to change this, because you need to make the same change.
That is a very very good point. The thing is for me is like when the place is clean, I keep it clean. It's just once it gets to a point is when I start also piling onto the mess as well.
She's
like, since we're here.
I love that. She's just driven me to give up.
I never start the mess, yeah. But I'll end it, you know?
Yeah. So what's the question? Are you asking Kristen how to approach her to where she's open to it without it sounding offensive?
Exactly. Like, how do I get into her head that this is something that we both need to work on, but at the same time not coming across as preachy and that I'm better by any means that it's like a joint effort?
You're starting too hard, my man. So this is not coming in saying, hey, this is stuff we need to work on, because that, I don't know. As a woman, I wouldn't receive that well. What you need to do is you got to prime the pump before you actually lay down the request. So go to her and be like, hey, I've heard Kristen talking about this and I'm intrigued. This is what she and Bart does. Would you be interested in doing something like that? And just leave it at that. And then if she says, yeah, that actually sounds cool. And make sure she knows, like, hey, this is just, you know, we're here for such a fleeting amount of time. Why not make the most of our time? Try to be the best versions of ourselves while we're here. You have great insight into me. I have great insight into you. We both love and trust each other and know that whatever we suggest, we're suggesting from a place of love and because we want to make each other better. So why don't we use that to our advantage and try something like this?
Now, if you use that setup and she answers too quickly, yes, let's do it. There are things that she's been
you're about to put in some work.
Yeah. That might be worse than her just saying no. Let's not do that.
Be careful what you ask for, bro. It's the Burt Show.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.